Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio. And the NLI stands for Neurolinguistic Innovation. And tonight, Patrick with Freedom of Speech Publishing is my guest, and we're going to reverse. Patrick's actually going to interview me. But first, I want to give Patrick and Gerard, both with Freedom of Speech Publishing, some kudos. They're very easy to work with. They're very astute in the publishing arena, and they will take your interest in the highest way, and they will do the best for you, which is they have done for me. And I want to welcome Patrick to the show. Welcome, Patrick.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. It's good to be here.
And tonight, Patrick's going to interview me, actually. So I'm going to turn it over to Patrick.
Yeah, we were discussing this, and we decided that it's time to reverse the roles. I'll tell you a little bit about Freedom of Speech first. Freedom of Speech Publishing has been around for about 2 years. We're always in search of great and talented authors. We have partnered with Robert Wilson and have enjoyed every minute of it. Mr. Wilson is an expert in his field, and he's already begun to enrich my life with his teachings. Robert has a new, I don't know how much he's been discussing his books and his projects, but he's got a new book out very, very soon, which is proudly published by Freedom Speech Publishing. His book gives astute inspiration on the upcoming holidays and is rightly titled Holiday Wisdom, Open Your Eyes to Your Yuletide Ride in New Year's Cheer. The book will be available on softcover and Amazon and also in Kindle eBooks. Normally, like I said, Robert does the interview, but I have some questions for him tonight. Robert, let's start out and why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your life before becoming a hypnotherapist and an NLP practitioner?
Well, first of all, I grew up on a cattle ranch and a farming operation in South Dakota. I worked for my uncle until I was 21. And I always been around horses and livestock and things like that. In 21, I moved to Gillette, Wyoming to work in the oil field, move oil rigs for 9 years. And in 1993, the oil field got really, really slow. So I went to Denver to electrical school, and then I went into the electrical trade in 1986. And then in 1997, I was living in Portland, Oregon, and I didn't really like the way my life was going. So I started opening my mind, and I got in a home-based business called Global Prosperity. The business pushed personal growth, and after that I just started going through the to expand myself. And then in 2001 or 2000 I went to coaching school with the Academy of Coach Training in Redmond, Washington. And then I met a gentleman by the name of Michael Bennett with Bennett Stiller University, and then I went to hypnotherapy and NLP school, and I've been to it twice. And what I really discovered with NLP and hypnotherapy, with NLP, you can go in and you can feed the things you're holding on to with questions. And then with hypnotherapy, see, hypnosis is not sleep. Hypnosis is actually a deeper a higher awareness. You're just uninhibited and you're willing to let go of things. And that's what NLP and hypnotherapy together, they allow you to ask some questions and feature the hidden things within yourself, because subconsciously we bury things and they come into fruition when it's activated in our daily life. And something else I really discovered in this journey, we've lived a continuous now. And we'll talk more about that in a minute, Patrick. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask a stupid question. What does NLP stand for?
Neuro-linguistic programming. Neuro is mind, and linguistic is words.
Okay. And so, as a hypnotherapist and an NLP, neuro-linguistic, what is that again? That's a tough word.
Linguistic.
Linguistic. Gotcha. So as an NLP practitioner and a hypnotherapist, how long have you been doing that part?
Since 2007. And I've actually went in, and I've actually discovered my own way of doing it, and it's really unique. And I've learned to do it with rhymes and a whole bunch of other things. And I use different words because words expand the self, actually energize the self-esteem and allow people to feel more comfortable when they're talking to people. And that's something I've really uncovered and discovered with the way I do things.
Okay. And prior to the radio show today, we were talking a little bit, and I was reviewing some of his new books, Holiday Wisdom, coming out, and I was reading it myself, and it's truly enriching my life because some of the words that were in there it's just as you said, very, very well done. So kudos to you on the book. I'm very excited about that one. I'm gonna ask you a different question. Sometimes we have a life-changing event that makes us do it. And I know you talked about it a few minutes ago a little bit, but what really inspired you to go to the NLP, to be an NLP practitioner? Is there some dramatic event in your life that did it?
Well, I love the personal growth arena, and I love being in it. But coaching wasn't giving me what I was really looking for. And I knew Michael Bennett because I went to Reiki school, and I've been watching it for a while, but I had to expand into it. See, the thing I really understand mostly is when you really want the desire to expand, you have to let go of something. And I let go of really being stuck in the coaching world and expanded into NLP because I understood hypnotherapy and NLP together. They really engage you in personal expansion. And that's what really triggered it. And after I went to the school, that really set it on fire for me because I can go in and within a very little time, I can see people open up and start a new pathway. And something else I want to add here, personal growth and personal expansion is a 10 to 15 year journey. It doesn't happen overnight. Anyway, it didn't for me, Patrick. It's been a continuous expansion.
Okay, so it's an ever-growing growth.
Yeah, and it is very much so, but something I really starting to understand, it's your everyday endeavors are really the one that's unmasking the spirituality and your own wisdom when you listen to who you meet during the day and things that happen.
Okay. All right. So if I understand what you're saying correctly, you're saying that I should continue to meet my own personal benefits. I should continue to have interaction with others and learn from them and grow from that.
Listen to what they're saying. You're going to listen your way to wealth and success. That's honest. Something I've really expanded into because I used to think the more I talk, the more people thought I know. But actually, I've expanded in the last 2 years to understand the more I listen, the more I understand, and the better the conversation because I hear what the other person is saying. And it's actually going along with where I'm going in life.
I can relate to that. I've had my personal experiences by listening to others. I just shut my mouth and listen to them talk, and I learn from that.
Yeah. It's like I call it eavesdropping on the wisdom of the world.
I like that phrase. It's nice. Okay. So would you say being an NLP practitioner has enriched your life, and how would that be?
It's taught me, it's enriched my life more than anything probably in the world because it's taught me to ask this question. What am I afraid of? What are my fears in any situation? And once you understand the fears, and then you open up to fear is unrefined wisdom, then fear becomes your friend. And that's where this stuff has all come. It really started with NLP because you ask questions. You don't tell people what they know. You don't tell people what you know. You ask a question that makes them go, that their subconscious mind will open up to, and then the rest of them open up to. But the question that really has helped me more than anything is, how is everything I know my biggest limitation, and what am I afraid of? And then how am I afraid of wealth and success and all my desires? Because we actually fear the good in life. We actually fear wealth and success more than we do anything else.
Hmm. See, I'm learning and I'm listening right now, and I'm learning a lot from you right now, so I'm glad I'm listening. I've never heard anybody say, I'm afraid of being wealthy. I've heard people say that they have their inner desires and they say, I can only succeed to the point where I feel comfortable. And I can see that between the two of them, it's a fear. I can agree with that. It makes sense to me.
Yeah. And see, we think wealth and success is something like Bill Gates or that. No, wealth and success. The key to wealth and success is define wealth and success to yourself so you understand your wealth and success. And take the, like with wealth, success, love, innovation, all these words, write your own definition so you have an understanding of who you are. And something else I've learned to do is like take a word and make a sentence out of the word, out of the letters of the word, and then you get your own meaning of the word.
Huh. Okay.
Just take gusto. It's galvanizing utopian. It's a galvanizing, undaunted sapience, tantalizing omnipotent. See, now that gives me the smarts, the courage, the wisdom, the sensation of tantalizing and omnipotence is nothing more than being unconquerable. And see, that breaks it down for you to have an understanding of what life is about. Your life. No, not anybody else's life. Define your life. And let go of thinking what society thinks and all this other thing, and just focus on yourself. And once you start focusing on your own expansion, you'll find the world. Things leave your life and things that will allow you to expand will move you forward. It's kind of like when I disavow my wow, I stop in my tracks. But when I avow my wow, it's wisdom optimizing wealth.
Hmm. Wow. Okay. And that's very, very good. I like this. I'm already learning by just talking to you, Di. I'm so glad we're doing this.
Well, me too.
Yeah, this is a very interesting, and engaging. I love it. Okay. So, as you stated before, Robert has a book coming out, Holiday Wisdom, Open Your Eyes to Yuletide Ride and New Year Cheer. It's coming out probably within the next... We don't have a date assigned yet to it. We need to discuss that a little bit more, but it's coming out shortly. We have a website available for it. It's called HolidayWisdomInnovations.com. We'd like you to come to that website, and if you do, Robert and I have discussed it, and he's willing to give you for free a chapter of his book called Halloween Hologram. And then after reading the chapter, we definitely want your feedback. We want to know what you thought of the chapter. And please do. Just scroll that on down to the bottom after you're reading it and let us know. The holidays are coming up, and everybody has their own different viewpoints of the holidays. Some of them we have depression. Some of them are very happy. Some are excited. This is a very good opportunity for this book to come out and help enrich other people's lives and teach. So, and I think it's a great idea, and we'd definitely like the listeners to come into that website, holidaywisdominnovations.com, and please read the chapter and let us know what you think. It's very important. The book, Holiday Wisdom, is it, Robert, let me ask you this question. Do you view that the Holiday Wisdom book is only for the holidays, or does it teach something else for everyday life?
No, it's 24/7. See, I've learned to write in a way that you can use normal everyday life occurrences to expand your life. And that's something else I've really learned to do is I took all the not words out of my life. I don't use any not words. And if you read my stuff, there's never a not word or a negative word in there. Everything that's wrote, that's to let go, it's always to be let go of and expand into. I got a simple little thing, Patrick. It goes like this. I don't know. I let go. I let God. I expand into my fire desires. And the word desire instead of the word want, need, is an internal word. And I've learned to use internal words. Innovation rather than motivation or anything else. But see, innovation, undo, unlock, expand, they're all words that the subconscious mind cannot latch onto and put in a previous experience in its place. And it also opens out an inner inquisitiveness for you to start looking for the new wisdom to engage. And something that I've really learned, Patrick, in all of this, I've expanded into, a lot of people think it happens instantly. Well, for me, it didn't. This has been a letting go and a fissuring of really my mundane habits into understanding I can experience everything I desire when I let go of everything I know, because that holds me locked in an egotistical fashion. So when I let go and listen, I'm open to expand. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, and from reading the portions that I've read, it is definitely that type, that style of book. I can tell just based on that it's an expansion. And as I read more of it, it just engulfs me. So it's very, very good.
And it's wrote to intrigue you.
It did. It's very good. I mean, it's hard to put down.
Yeah, good. That's what it's wrote for.
Right. And, okay. The chapter going to give... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, sorry. The chapter that we're going to give away to the listeners is geared towards Halloween, and I was going to ask you, can you give us a little bit of wisdom for that one, for the holiday coming up?
Yeah, Halloween is actually a celebration of harvest. It was a celebration back in a long time ago, and it was a celebration, and it was also a Celtic celebration when it was going in from the marking the end of the sun in the growing season and beginning of winter, just what it is. But see, winter is actually a time of letting go of things that are no longer required or desired in your life to have a spring. See, we have four seasons, and that's basically what this is. Is about celebration of the harvest that everybody had. And that's what this was really about. And we've changed it from what it was, and it used to be about a celebration. It was about a festivity of people having fun. And the word jack-o'-lantern actually stems from a greedy, gambling, hard-drinking Irish legend farmer named Stingy Jack. And that's kind of where this goes. But the Halloween festival actually is about taking off your mask and being free for who you are. And Halloween is actually a celebration where we give to the little ones of the world now. And that's what makes it so good. And Halloween allows you to celebrate. You know, it is the ending of the harvest basically around the world and the beginning of winter on this end. But in the southern hemisphere, it's the beginning of summer. So it's always a celebration of some sort somewhere. Hmm. It's how you look at it.
Okay, so jack-o'-lantern came from a drinker?
Yeah, a stingy old Irishman named Stingy Jack.
Okay, now I'm
curious. then the Romans celebrated it as a Pomona Day, and it's a holiday. It was all about Halloween, and we've kind of let the real glory of Halloween slip away in some places. Because it was really a celebration of a lot of things. And it was a party where people got together.
Wow. Okay. Well, as that's, you know, it kind of surprised me on that one. I didn't expect that. it's pretty funny, actually. All right, well, it's pretty funny. I didn't expect that. I expected jack-o'-lantern to be something I always heard of it as horror stories and ghosts and goblins and things like that. Never really heard of it as a celebration and, you know, a pumpkin being related to a drinker. It's pretty interesting.
It is.
Well, I'm sorry, I interrupted you again. Please go. Please go ahead.
But anyway, the holiday wisdom. My books and my writings, my CDs are about everyday life. Things that you can walk through the day with and repeat them. And something I've learned that rhymes unlock the subconscious mind, and you can reprogram, you can energize the subconscious mind with a rhyme because the rhyme will take over the inner dialogue. And that's what my writings are about, is letting the inner dialogue become a positive flow of energy.
Okay. That makes sense. The gusto phrase that you said earlier, that, you know, that was engaging, and it needs to, it's there and it holds you and it makes sense and it opens your mind. I agree with all of that.
Yeah. And something else I've really expanded into is using the word expand instead of the word change. And what that does is in the word change, you have an inner fright. But with the word expand, when I choose to expand through this and into this, you actually get to define where you're going. But it's also an inquisitiveness in that subconscious mind, and it opens up and lets the new in. And allows you to let go of the old a lot easier.
Hmm. So, letting go of the old, do you just forget it?
No, there's a learning lesson in there. That's something a lot of people don't talk about. The reason we have, we don't really have a memory. We have a continuous now with an inner activation system when something in our inner our daily life activates that inner, that previous experience, and that's how we react because that's an ingrained program or an ingrained pattern from previous experiences. And really what happens when you have an ingrained experience is you forgot to get the learning lesson. We look at everything in a negative way. Oh, why did this happen to me? Who's doing this to me? Instead, you have to open up and ask yourself, okay, I missed the learning lesson last time, so where is my expanding wisdom to allow my life to move forward so I can let go of this? And it's really about letting go of the ingrained pattern and opening out to a new way to experience the same situation. Does that make sense?
It does. It definitely does.
And that's the first thing to letting go. I mean, to any personal extension is really letting go of everything you know, because everything you know is where you're at. when you're willing to understand this is where you're at, open your eyes to see that you're a lot, your talent, and you have the courage to move forward. And something else, Patrick, a lot of people get caught up in is forgiveness. There's only one forgiveness. Forgive yourself for being shy. Forgive yourself for being unable to listen to yourself and enact what your inner self told you. All the other stuff is a drama. It's them three things. You forgive yourself in any situation, they'll go away, because everybody has a right to live their life their way. And really, a lot of people are trying to forgive the other people for the control they had over them, or what they wanted them to do. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. Now, would you say that this book kind of helps people start doing that process?
In a heartbeat. It'll start the second, because it's about opening your eyes to your own inner innovation, because everybody has a book, a gadget, a song, something in them to energize their own wealth. It's about letting go of what other people think, Patrick, and how you say it and how you do it really is where this is at.
Great. All right. Well, the website to go to is holidaywisdominnovations.com. Again, we would like your input on it. Please read the chapter. Let us know what you think. The holidays are, as I said before, the holidays are coming up, and a lot of people get depressed during the holidays. Do you have any wisdom that can help them maybe have a better holiday season?
Well, I actually get in the book because it's wrote about all the holidays, but people are so wound up on everything they have to do and all the people and all the families. Just relax. It's all going to transpire or happen in the way it's supposed to, and the more you relax, the easier it'll be. Because we've been taught we have to always live up to somebody else, because there's always somebody in the family that everybody's trying to make special. Well, don't make it special for them. Make the holiday special for you, and that way it's special for everybody. But let go of getting all wrought up over it. Just enjoy the spirit and the season. And I'll get you read Holiday Wisdom. There's Christmas stuff. There's Thanksgiving stuff, 4th of July, Easter. There is something there that will expand you through the holidays and allow you to experience the holidays in a galvanizing gesto.
Well, great. I appreciate it. And I am engaged. I love the book, and I can't wait till we finally get this out and running. And again, we need to go to holidaywisdominnovations.com and read the chapter, the free chapter that Robert is giving away to you. And please tell us what you think. Make sure you scroll down a little bit and put a little comment on there and tell us.
There's a lady and her voice. But, Patrick, I really enjoyed this. And I really want to give Freedom of Speech Publishing. They will work with you, and they will allow you to have input, but they're also going to allow you to use their experience, and they're going to be forthright with you in a very gentle way, and that's what I've experienced. And it's been a good experience with Patrick and Gerard. And I really want to thank you for being my guest, Patrick.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. And best of luck on your book coming out here.
Well, thank you. With our wisdom together, we will do well.
I agree.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm going to say good night to everybody. And Thursday night, Amy Ligner is my guest. And, Patrick, we thank you, and we'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
And good night to everybody.